Well, maybe we should start an auction. I don't know.
We'd donate one.
You received four, and we got one. So I don't know if that means we made it, but at least we're 25% of Scientific American. We'll take that.
That's great. All right. So what can I tell you people?
Mr. Rennie, needless to say, what a wonderful talk you've given and inspired us to understand the great tradition of Scientific American in advancing science. I want to thank you particularly for two recent articles on the genetics of alcoholism and on the nature of consciousness.
Oh.
The one thing I want to raise with you, though, is an article that I think didn't really uphold good scientific evidence. This was the June 2005 article by Michael Schwermer titled Fahrenheit 2777, in which he attempted to completely refute the argument that the World Trade Center collapses were essentially what the official version was. He just simply quoted chapter and verse from popular science, popular mechanics, and he didn't really deal with the serious scientific evidence that showed that the official version couldn't stand up. First of all, you can't pulverize 90,000 tons of concrete or sever 200,000 tons of steel into 30-foot sections, have these buildings collapse at free fall speed without violating the laws of conservation of momentum, among other things. There was no effort to really provide a published response to his column because people like Stephen Jones from Brigham Young University have published extensively on what the physics of the collapses were, which raised major questions. He's also examined the 10,000-page National Institute of Science and Technology report and found their claim that there were no temperatures above 600 degrees. There was sulfurization in the steel, which pointed in the direction of controlled demolition. So I'm asking you, when is Scientific American going to really provide a reasoned discussion of the evidence that pointed towards challenging the official report of what happened on 9/11?
Well, I'll tell you, that's the right way to ask the question, because obviously I wouldn't be able to deal with much of the rest of this otherwise. I'll tell you, I think so far, I'm not going to speak on behalf of what the thoughts of the rest